This is still our big season premiere week, and so we're back to work, and kids are back at school. Do any of you have kids? Kids? Yep. Any kids who just started college? Anybody? Oh. Yeah, you're the happy ones, huh? They're gone. They're gone. I just read an article about kids who started college this year. They're the class of 2017, which, by the way, is insane. The class of 2017. I graduated high school in 1976. And I, thank you. I graduated college in, I didn't, but that's not the point. Doesn't matter. Sometimes I don't think we realize how different our perspectives are from the younger generations. These kids were born in 1995, and they are part of Generation Y, as in, why do you take so many pictures of yourselves? The question I have. Their world is so different than the world that I grew up in. You know the news crawl at the bottom of most of the news networks? They have never watched TV without that being there, to put that in perspective. When I was growing up, the only thing that crawled along my TV was a dust bunny I named Kyle and referred to as my soulmate. Kids, I was lonely. Kids starting college have always had internet and email, and they've always had GPS. Can you imagine that? They've always had GPS. So they've never had to pull into a gas station to ask for directions. How crazy is that? I mean, if I never had to do that, I never would have met my first Slim Jim. Not the food. He was a drifter I met at Texaco. It's my first one. Means there were many. And I just realized, if they were born in 1995, that means basically for their entire lives, I've been gay. That's what I realized. So, they text, they tweet, they twerk. They have names like Twitch. Who is my guest DJ today? So, I say to you, Twitch, make me twerk.